You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
For Father's Day, we're going to have a brown box homily. So invite all the children who are present who would like to come forward and help me to please come up and join me here around the altar, please. Come on up, we got room for everybody. Good. Great. You have a cardinal shirt on. You stand right up front here. There you go. Good. Just spread around on both sides. We'll make room for everybody. Thank you, boys and girls, for coming forward. That's great. Come on up. That's great. Just come on up on the tile here. Make room for everybody. You want to come up over here on this tile? Just come on around. Come on, boys and girls. Come over here. So everybody can see, huh? Good. Just stand up on the tile here. There you go. Well, I have a Father's Day story for you. This is a story about a dad who went to the doctor, which is something very unusual in itself, because we know dads don't like to go see the doctor. But this gentleman has something very unusual is going on. So he went to see his doctor. He said, I feel very strange telling you this, but he said, you know, something about my leg. He said, it keeps talking to me. He said, your leg is talking to you? He said, yes. He said, just listen for yourself. The doctor said, what do you mean? He said, well, just put your ear down by my knee. So the doctor put his ear down by the knee, and he heard the knee say, I need $10. He said, my goodness. He said, yeah, I'll just listen to my calf. So the doctor was kind of incredulous about all this, but he put his ear down to the calf, and the calf said to him, I need $15. Well, the doctor was shaking his head. He said, listen to my ankle. So he put his ear down the ankle, and the ankle said, I need $20. And the man said, I told you, doctor, this is really strange, a talking leg. And the doctor said, well, I know it seems very strange, but he said, after giving you a thorough examination, he said, your problem is very obvious. Your leg is broke. As soon as everyone quits groaning, we'll continue on here. Well, boys and girls, the church today celebrates this feast. It's called the Feast of the Holy Trinity, which is a feast and a mystery of the church that we're all familiar with, because we begin all of our prayers with those words, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we're all familiar with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But we say it's a mystery because it's sort of our way of expressing in human terms the great mystery of God's divine love for all of us, that God loves us as a Father who created us, as the Son, Jesus, who redeemed us by dying on the cross, and as the Holy Spirit, who calls us to be church and is always with us. And so we know that God's love is revealed to us every day in many ways. But we also know that this is another special day in our country. And what special day is today besides the Feast of the Holy Trinity? Father's Day. Very good. We honor our fathers today because we know that our Heavenly Father's love is revealed in a very personal way to all of us through our earthly fathers. And so we set this third Sunday of June aside every year to say thanks to our dads for the many ways that they reflect God's love to each one of us, especially to us who are their children. And so as we thank God today for the gift of God's love as revealed to us through our earthly fathers, I thought I might invite you to share with us some ways that God's love is revealed to you through your dad through the special things your dad does for you. So would anybody want to share with us some special things your dad does for you that you'd like to share with us today? Who wants to start? Yes.
Always be nice to your dad and don't let make him mad at you.
That's good advice. Always be nice to your dad and don't make him mad at you. That's a good thing you can do, right? Sure, and I'm sure that you're a little angel. You would never make your dad mad, would you? You're a little angel, aren't you? Very good. Very good. Who else would like to share with us something special your dad does for us, for you, that reminds you of God's love? Yes?
He does cool stuff with you.
Can you name one cool thing he does with you?
He takes you on a bike ride.
Takes you on a bike ride, huh? Is your father a safe driver on the bike?
No.
Uh-oh. You know your dad's crawling under the pew right now when you said that. No. I'm sure he's a safe driver when he has you on his bike, okay? Who else would like to share something special your dad does?
He plays baseball with us.
Plays baseball with you, huh? Good. And where do you play baseball with your dad?
I'm in the backyard.
Did you ever break a window?
No.
Good for you. I used to break windows all the time when I played baseball. Well, good. So you like to play baseball?
Yep.
Is your dad pretty good?
Awesome.
Awesome. Very good. Great. He'll give you a nickel probably for saying that, huh? Yes.
He plays kickball with us.
Kickball with you, huh? Is he a pretty good kickball player?
He kicks the ball all the way down the street.
All the way down the street. Who has to go get it after he does that?
I have to chase it.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd send your little sister to get it.
I would never do that.
Oh, very good, Mary. How nice of you. Good. Should we ask your little sister if that's true? Huh? What else does your dad do for you, like to tell me about, huh? Yes.
He cooks good meals for us.
He cooks good meals for you, huh? What's the best thing that he cooks?
I can't decide.
You can't decide, huh? But that's all good, huh? Wonderful. It's nice to have a dad who's a good cook, huh? Yes. Go back here in the back.
He takes us to Cardinals games and Rams games and Blues games.
Wonderful. So you enjoy sports with your dad?
Yeah.
What's your favorite, the Cardinals, the Rams, or the Blues?
Cardinals.
Nice going. Very good. Yeah, the Cardinals are hot. They've got a one-game winning streak, so we're all excited. Yes?
He doesn't get mad at me when I burn food.
Good. See, your dad doesn't get mad at you when maybe you burn food as you're trying to learn how to cook, huh? That's good. Dad's like our God, has lots of patience with us. So that's great that you have a patient God. Dad, yes?
He takes me fishing.
Takes you fishing. Do you ever catch a fish?
Yeah.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught? Show me how long it was. You sure is that big?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that was a big fish, huh? Did you eat it or throw it back?
We ate it.
Good for you. That's good. We know that Jesus ate fish when he caught fish too, huh? Yes. What does your dad do for you?
He plays Wii with us.
Plays what with you?
Wii.
Wii. Oh, I didn't have that toy when I was your age. Plays Wii with you. What's your favorite Wii game?
It's a really hard toy because we have a lot.
It is. Well, I played Wii one time and played tennis and I got beat. You like to play with Daddy when he play Wii?
He likes to watch tennis.
Oh, well, good. Well, thanks for sharing with us. How about one more? Who else would like to share that something special your dad does for you, huh? It's hard to think of everything right now. We have some. I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand.
We clean up the toys in the room.
Does your dad help you clean up the toys in your room, or does he watch you do that?
Watch me.
He watches. He's trying to teach you an important lesson in life, how to put things away. Because your dad doesn't want to come home from work and step on your roller skates. Now, that would not be good. So it's always good to put our toys away. Well, I just thought I'd share with you one memory that I have of my dad. When I was about your age, about 10 years old, at that time I only had three sisters. And one day, my dad came home for lunch. And he brought a box, something like this. And he said, "There's a surprise in the box, and I'll give it to you after lunch." So we ate a fast lunch that day so that we could open the box. And when we opened the box, what do you think we found? What do we find in the box?
A puppy.
A puppy. That's a good guess, but no, my dad never brought us a puppy. Yes?
Candy corn.
Candy corn. That would have been great to have a box of candy corn like that. Wow. But no, it wasn't candy corn. Yes?
Nothing.
Oh, it was something. Now, he didn't trick us. My dad was always joking around, but he didn't trick us. There was really something in there. One more guess. What do you think it was?
Cotton candy.
No, it wasn't cotton candy. Well, I tell you what. Let's open the box and see what we have in here, huh? Now, this is not what was in the box. What is it? An apron. Why do you think I brought this apron today? Well, I need to put this apron on so I can show you what my dad brought my sisters and I. Okay? I'll be right back. Don't run away. Okay. When we opened the box, there were four bunnies in there. They were each a different color, one for each of us. Now, this was not the bunny that my dad gave me, huh? This was about 55 years ago. But this is my present bunny. Anybody know what my bunny's name is? Yes. Adeodatus, a Latin word, which means a gift from God. But my first bunny was a gift from my dad. And in a sense, I consider that a gift from God. My father left us when I was only 17, but we kept rabbits all the time we were children. And then when I became a priest in 1976, that was 3 years after I'd been ordained a priest, someone gave me a rabbit for Easter. It was sort of a sign from God of a way to remember my dad. And so that's why I've kept a bunny rabbit ever since, to remember my father. Because I think a bunny rabbit is a good symbol for us. Bunnies are very gentle animals, you can see. Huh? You pet the bunny, it's very soft, huh? You want to pet the bunny? You'll all have a chance to pet the bunny after the Mass today, okay? But I think bunnies are very gentle. I think that's a good lesson for fathers. That gentle ways are always best. And that there is nothing as strong as genuine gentleness. And there is nothing as gentle as real strength. And so for me, the bunny has been a reminder of my father's goodness, and important for me as a father, I think as a spiritual father, to always remember that gentle ways are always best. Last night, I was at an anniversary party, and a young man was there. As I was being introduced to the other guests, he said, "Are you the Father Carl used to be in Redbud?" I said, "That's me." He said, "I remember I was 4 years old, and every Sunday after Mass, my dad would take me to see your bunny rabbit." I think that's happened a lot through the years that I've had a rabbit. And so little did my father know 55 years ago when he brought that box of bunnies home for my sister and I how important a bunny rabbit would become for me. And I think Dad's important lesson for you as you make memories for your children by doing little things with and for them. You have no idea the impact that that will have in their lives in the future. So we thank you for all the ways that you reflect God's love to your family, especially to your children, and to all of us, and how important you are to our community of faith. And so again, every time I see my bunny, I kind of think of my dad, and I certainly enjoy it when all of you come around and visit my bunny. You could always feed her some grass or a carrot. Again, this is Adeodatus the Fourth. After a while, I got tired of renaming my bunny, so just like the Pope, they keep the same name but get a different number behind the name. So this is Adeodatus the Fourth. And so on this Father's Day, we want to thank our dads for the many ways that they reflect God's love to us. And so at the end of the Mass, we're going to give away a Father's Day cake to one of the dads who are present with us. And then at this time, we're going to ask God to bless all of our dads, huh? So what we're going to do is we'll put Adeodatus back in her little nest. And I'm going to go back here. And as I do this, we're going to invite all the dads who are present to please stand. Okay. I'm going to set the bunny right here if you don't mind, Patrick. Okay. Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to invite you to extend your right hand towards all our dads. I'm going to invite all in the pews to do the same now as we ask God's blessing upon our fathers this day. Loving God, our divine parent, we pray for our fathers present with us today. We thank you for their wisdom and care for us. We praise you for their strength and patience. Bless them with peace and joy as we honor them. May they, like St. Joseph, Abraham, and the other fathers of the Scriptures, be just and true. Grant them health and happiness. And after a life of service to you and to their families here on earth, bring them to the eternal peace of your kingdom of heaven. We ask your blessing upon them today through Christ our Lord. Amen. So let us show our appreciation to all of our dads today. Thank you, boys and girls, for helping me today. And Adeodatus will be here after Mass if you want to come up and pet her, huh, and visit her. She'll be happy to have visitors then. So we invite you now to return to your places with your moms and dads.